News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Quarter to eight.
The Irish Times front page has an opinion poll from the Irish Times and the Aaron's Project, which basically points to support for Irish unity significantly rising in the past 3 years in the North. Now, there is still a clear majority in the North who favour remaining part of the United Kingdom, Ciara. The figures are 34% in favour of Irish unity in the North, 48% against. But that is a drop in if you go back to 2022, it was 27% only in favour. In the Republic, there's still a big majority, around two-thirds of people in favour of a united Ireland. Obviously, when you look north of the border and you look at Catholics and Protestants, the numbers are considerably different. 63% of Catholics favouring united Ireland, just 7% of Protestants. But I suppose one other last interesting thing, and Pat Leahy pointed this out in his piece this morning, there are signs that losers' consent is what they call it among unionists. The willingness to accept the result of a referendum they would lose, signs that that is increasing, that acceptance.
I think it's really interesting. And I think what it says is that the writing is probably on the wall, that this, we're moving in maybe an inexorable way towards a united Ireland. I'm lukewarm on a united Ireland, and most listeners will know that because we've discussed it before. I'm not at all against it. If it was definitely going to be peaceful and unproblematic, and if it was going to be free, as in it wasn't going to cost the Republic of Ireland taxpayer shed loads of money, I would absolutely welcome Northern Ireland with open arms. I'd be, come in, we love it. We're all together again and it's great. But I think a few things. I think, first of all, it will be problematic. I think there will be a diehard group of unionists who will feel abandoned in Northern Ireland in the same way that the nationalist community felt abandoned after partition. I think that will happen. And I worry about that, although I think the losers' consent figures are really, really, really interesting.
Yeah, and encouraging.
In order to prevent that being hugely problematic, I think we would have to make concessions to that unionist community. People talk about changing the anthem, changing the tricolour, all of that sort of stuff. I think down in the South, we have no appetite for that. Not really. Maybe a few handful of people do.
I think it goes further than that. I think you'd probably have to have some kind of federal Ireland. I think you'd probably have to have a percentage of seats guaranteed for the loyalist community.
I think we'd probably live with that better than changing emblematic representations of Ireland that we associate with our nationality. But I think it probably is coming. I don't have a problem with it coming, but I don't want to be impoverished for the rest of my life because of it.
I'm not sure it'll come to that. But
and maybe it won't. And I also don't want us to enter into it if we are going to see bombs going off in Dublin saw bombs going off in Belfast.
I think that is a really fair point. I mean, the one thing I love looking at old maps of Europe, which is a slightly geeky thing, I know. But the thing that always strikes me is you look at a map 30 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, what you will see is change. Change is constant. And I think a united Ireland in this country, I think it's inevitable. I think I've felt that since Brexit. I haven't a clue what the timescale will be. I agree with you, though. I don't think we should rush into a border poll. I don't think we should rush into unity. I think a border poll will be defeated anyway at the moment. But I think it's really important. I think united Ireland is going to happen. I think it probably should happen. But I think it should be done. It should be planned, and we shouldn't rush into it. There's a huge amount of groundwork to be done. I would say evolution towards the united Ireland, not revolution towards
Ireland. That's a very good line. But one other thing is, I suspect that there's people even in the unionist community looking down going, the south of Ireland is economically much better than the north of Ireland. We're richer. That may not stay the case. We are in very uncertain waters in terms of our economy at this point, I think it's fair to say.
So is the UK, though.
And if we tank, I don't know what comes next.
We know what will happen. We will go through good times and bad times, but I think our economy is pretty resilient. And I think that, certainly I would say this as a final point, that the south is certainly more attractive than it would have been 20, 30 or 40 years ago. Anyway, look, let us know what you think. Would you support United Ireland? 087 1400 106.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.